Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news roundup for Financial Services Online. You can always find us at financialservicesonline.com.au, your trusted partner for both business and personal insurance needs. This week has proven particularly turbulent for Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. The company has somberly made headlines, ensnared in allegations of customer loyalty exploitation and a mismanaged insurance claim. On June 3rd, IAG found itself on the defensive, challenging a class action initiated by Slater and Gordon in the Victorian Supreme Court. The case centers around what claimants allege are deceptive loyalty discounts on home and contents insurance renewals under the RASI v. SGIO and SGIC brands. The deception, they claim, seeps into the very heart of IAG's pricing algorithms, potentially impacting over a million policyholders. Previously, ASIC enforcement resulted in a hefty $40 million fine for IAG, accompanied by a $10 million fine for RACI in relation to similar misconduct. The hearing set for October 3rd promises to be a significant event for policyholders with a potential financial compensation package that could reach into the millions. Moving on June 2nd, a story broke involving IAG being rebuked by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA. This case involved a flood damage claim initially denied by IAG. They were ordered to both reassess the claim and compensate the claimant, who, despite being accused of fraud and lacking full documentation, was able to provide evidence of significant flood damage to his car. What stands out in this case is that the driver involved experienced a series of vulnerable circumstances, conditions that AFCA argued IAG did not adequately consider when assessing the claim. IAG is now required to pay a somewhat symbolic penalty of $5,400 for non-financial losses. On May 31st, Slater and Gordon launched a separate but linked class action against RACV, SGIC, and SGIO, accusing these insurance companies of exploiting customer loyalty. Now, this is not to say they were trading customer loyalty points for coffee machines, but rather that they reportedly misled customers into believing they were receiving discounts. In fact, their supposed loyalty benefits were increased premiums, owed to what is alleged to be a rather manipulative pricing algorithm. The parent company, Insurance Australia Group, has previously been investigated by ASIC in this regard and maintains that their loyalty promises were fulfilled, even as consumers such as Angela Williams and Deborah Dawson expressed shock and disappointment. This week's developments underscore the critical role of transparency in insurance practices. To all our consumers and businesses out there, remember to stay informed and vigilant when it comes to your insurance needs. That's it for our weekly insurance news wrap. And as always, I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. See you next Wednesday for more.